to Charmed Life, a radio show discussing spirituality, magic, and the unconditional love of the universe. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm your host, Tricia Carr. Thank you for joining me today. This is a very special episode. We're in our regular time, of course. This is 11 a.m. Pacific, but I'm actually in mountain time. I am up on the mountain of Colorado. That's not a mountain. What is it? I don't know. You're from here.
It's a state.
Oh, okay. I'm not so much with the human topography.
Right.
Yeah.
Loveland, Colorado.
Loveland, Colorado. And this is my esteemed, luminous, omnidimensional friend, Chris Horncompton.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Make sure you're close to the mic. We can't hear ourselves.
All right.
We are here at, like I said, the Bliss Retreat. This is a spiritual retreat founded by, well, by the Lightworkers Lab, which is founded by Crystalline Compton, this gorgeous being right here. We are here. We're doing some shifting. We are doing some powering up. We are getting our light so illuminated so that we can change this world.
And so are you guys.
You are here joining us, and you're joining your light to this broadcast and to this podcast. And that is because you are also a light worker. But we've been having an amazing time here. And now we did this for the first time last year. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry.
Giggle monsters over here. And we have a.
They're telling jokes over there.
Come over here, girls. Get over here.
Yeah, come over here.
Couple of the Lightworkers Lab members, couple of the people from the Bliss Retreat. We have Amy Robinson and Lisa Robinette.
We're so excited.
You guys want to hang out? Come pull a chair, so.
Yeah, for real?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Apparently we need help.
We are having a lot of fun.
We're having so much fun. We are doing workshops. So, I mean, last year was the first time that we did this retreat, that Crystal and the Lightworkers Lab put on this retreat. And it was my first spiritual retreat ever. I mean, I don't know. I did vacation Bible school and stuff like that when I was a kid.
Right.
And that was really about hooking up. I mean, I'll be honest.
Hooking up.
We were kids.
It
was like flirting.
That's what you think about.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if that's what it's about here. It's not for me because my husband's not here.
No.
But, really... Look at you cuties behind us.
So cute.
You guys have to watch the video. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, you do have to go to youtube.com/TrishaCarr to be able to watch the videocast version of this as well. And so what we are doing here is we're having all kinds of workshops, attunement services, and oh my gosh, it's been really amazing. So Lauren Antufermo, who has been on Charmed Life a couple of times, actually kicked it off with the first workshop of the Bliss Retreat. And the name of her workshop was Your Body's Awareness of Source Within You. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is that Lauren's content that she brought for the retreat, and then the next person was Amber Poole, the Chakra Diva, who gave us a workshop on luminous health through your chakra system, something like that, through chakra balancing.
Yeah,
something like that is the title of it. And then what I've been channeling for months, and then what the work that Crystal is doing has been, wow, we're getting some feedback or something. It has been really remarkable that how much they actually are coalescing, intersecting.
Yeah.
Like shockingly.
Each is very complementary of the other,
It's blowing
and
our minds.
We didn't plan it that way.
We didn't intend, we didn't know we were planning it that way.
Right.
But you guys were planning it that way too. So everyone's intention to come to this experience is contributing to it. And actually, I'm going to say including you guys who listen to Charmed Life, because you are here to partake of the energy that we're experiencing. We're magical.
Yeah, very much so.
We're just here to remember our magic. Well, I would love to recap a little bit about what we've been doing. We've been learning, I said, you know, omnidimensional. Mm-hmm. We've been learning about how powerful we are as just intentional beings, and that we are the absolute expression of creator energy. And I'm going to be teaching later today. It's going to be my workshop. And I'm going to be talking about how the actual human soul is composed, because I had a quantum healing hypnosis technique session with Jeroen DeWitt, who's been on the show a couple of times now. And I experienced my life between life.
I did. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
It's really cool.
Okay.
So we did a regression, and I actually regressed or whatever, moved over to another experience, because time is an illusion. I moved over to an experience which seemed like was Lemuria.
Right.
And I wasn't cute. I was.
What?
No, I wasn't.
I don't believe that for a second.
I was a no.
Inconceivable.
I was not a... a darling wood nymph with purple hair.
What?
I was a stocky, hairy little dude.
I can see that.
I was super bummed. The first thing I saw was my hairy, stubby little feet. And I was like, oh,
really?
Why aren't I sexy?
Was probably the most beautiful being.
I agree. No, I actually saw other beings who were much more beautiful than I. I was like the patriarch of the village, and I wasn't cute. And but yeah, it was interesting. So then after we did that, I regressed. And this is all in the imaginal plane, which we're all right. talking about
yes.
very much.
Yes.
That is the area of our, well, it's the causal plane for us. It's where yes. we create.
Yes.
And you were talking about that.
Yes.
Last night, right?
I was, yes. We can use our imagination and we can create the reality that we want. But a lot of people think that imagination is not real. They think, oh, I'm just thinking this or I'm just daydreaming. But we have to realize that it is real. And this is where we go to create what we want to experience.
And we do it there whether we believe in it or not.
Yeah, it's happening anyway.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's happening anyway. So the all of those scripts, if we are having experiences in our life that show up because we're afraid of them, it's because we've been creating them.
That's right.
And the universe allots us absolute, unbiased, unconditional free will. So we're allowed to create whatever we want. Even
and
if
we are
is,
always creating.
Yes, yeah. if it's what we're afraid of.
And the universe never says, yeah, you might want to rethink that one because yeah. it's going to be created. The universe just receives it, mm-hmm. accepts it, doesn't judge it, and returns it to us. So.
And you teach Neville Goddard's material.
I love Neville Goddard.
Yeah. Neville Goddard, you guys should check out Healing is the Secret. It's actually mm-hmm. a rather short.
33 pages. Master
potent
number.
Book. Yes. Yeah. Really powerful. When was it written? What about what decade?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it
60s,
last
70s?
Century though? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I can't remember. If
I think
was...
he passed in like 72.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really amazing. So, Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard. Highly recommend. It talks about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Is Kurt telling us that we have something on there? What does that say? Okay. Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. We actually did open the phone lines 323-524-2599. Yeah, I think we'll be able to take calls. We're doing this remotely and I'm over my head with the tech, but I'm doing all right.
I think we're doing it.
Yep. Got microphones.
Looks real good.
They're doing amazing.
Thank you, ladies.
You guys are amazing too. And like I say,
holding the chakras back here.
That's
oh,
right.
Thank you. Yeah, they're holding space for us.
That's great.
That's something that is really a big part of what we do here too.
Totally. Yes.
And a member or somebody, I can't remember, asked, what is that exactly? What is holding space? So Crystal was giving attunements to members. They all lined up. She was performing Shakti, actually. Really
yes.
a form of Shakti.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. Modified. It's just a transmission of sometimes enlightenment or understanding, but it can be an adjustment or an attunement. So, yeah.
Basically, it works by Crystal holding
Shakti pot. Yeah.
Holding a powerful intention and a belief and a recognition of the truth of who they are, offering the frequency. Right. And they recognize it in themselves by the offering of the frequency.
Yes.
And it's still you. It's not, it is, but it's not about Crystal.
It's not, yeah.
It's still about the person. Mm-hmm. Absolute free will.
Right.
And so the person who is receiving the Shakti pot has the offering to recognize the truth of who they are and make that shift in the moment.
Right. And I always ask, are you wanting this? Is this something mm-hmm. you want to receive? You got to be really clear about that because mm-hmm. it is free will and the soul needs to want it. But mm-hmm. it was a powerful experience. We did have people though, just around the room holding the space and gridding it and anchoring it. And so it's really important to have people who are on that same level mm-hmm. who can facilitate what's happening through spirit.
This is something you can do for absolutely any situation. So as Crystal was demonstrating, you know, we tend to use our hands, we awaken our hand chakras and kind of just have the intention of gridding the space, holding the space, allowing spirit to move through us and facilitate the best energetic environment, the most uplifted one. And, you know, whoever was asking me about this, I said, I often, while I'm in that position of holding space, I'll see the column of light, you know, periodically. And pretty much I'm mostly in meditation. I'm mostly ceased of thought.
Right.
Except for maybe the music that's playing and you know,
you're
that's just
being
facilitating
and just like, right, mm-hmm. in the energy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And singing. I was singing a lot. Yeah.
That was awesome.
The singing is, you know, that conducting the energy. And well, Amy is a singer. We have yet to hear. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We have to hear Amy sing sometimes.
So many talents.
And Crystal is a singer. Lisa, do you sing?
I mean, I can, but nobody wants to hear it.
I can sing right now.
But singing is a very powerful kind of way to conduct energy. Music
yes.
is, sound
yes.
is, color is as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, speaking of color, look at what we have. Do you guys have some? And Amy has on.
Well,
Lisa's going to go get it.
Let's get some Prismatic. Yes.
So
I don't have mine on today, but she wanted to.
Oh, look, you guys. So these are our crystals that Crystal, I guess, selected. They selected you?
Well, I selected them, and some of them, yeah, I selected them. They were shipped to me, and then I worked probably for about 2 months on these crystals. I think I brought about 30 with me, and each one of the crystals I actually prayed with. I intuited their properties. I programmed, I attuned them, and then I came here to rehome them to their rightful owner. So how do you like yours? Oh my God.
So beautiful.
So pretty.
But that, I mean, that was not a random segue. Crystals are gritters as well, and they hold space, they hold energy, and they accept our intention. Of course, they have free will as well.
Yes, they do.
But the
law, forget that.
Right. The energy, the law of attraction, basically, or how energy functions, actually will, with our high intention, bring to us the ones who want to work with us in the ways that are most important, or, you know, will elevate us at the time in, you know, the most significant way. And so what you do when you get a crystal is connect with its energy and ask it how it wants to work with you. And whatever shows up is so empowering, because what shows up in your being is the answer. And it would be very subtle, like that still small voice.
Yes.
And so the, you know, you can, we can grid spaces the way that we were talking about people holding the space. You can actually grid a space with crystals because they are conductors of energy and intention.
Yes. And I like what
magnifiers.
I do like to underscore that. I think a lot of people just think, oh, this is a pretty crystal, I'm going to program it with what I want it to do, my intention and my will. But that's really not how it works. They kind of come to us as their own beings. They are programmed in their own way. And then we achieve some sort of a complementary partnership. Yes. That's the goal. And so that's why I knew when people looked at the crystals, they would find the ones that were a match for them, because they're friends.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. My story about it, she had all of these incredible, beautiful crystals.
So pretty.
So jewels. Pretty. Yeah. It's like when you see like a basket of puppies and you just want to dive into it.
I know. I want all of them.
Yeah.
We can make it work.
Yeah. I'll get another suitcase and check it. And so the table was, you know, when it was time for everyone to be able to go and start to pick their crystals, and everyone, of course, swarmed on them because they're just dynamic and they're just magnetizing everyone, and everybody wanted one. And I, at first I told Crystal, I was like, I felt very competitive, like, move, bitch, get mine. I was like, that's probably not the right energy.
Probably not.
I should
talk to it with a little more slow.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let people do the thing. And I was like, I'm not even going to look at them because I don't want
to
fall in love.
All of them, yeah.
Exactly.
It's like human kitties.
Yeah, exactly. All of them. I'm going to steal them all. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to leave it. If they all get honed, then that's how it is.
Perfect.
Crystal will probably get some more.
I will.
Yeah. And so then the next day, I can't remember how many days, it was 2 days later, and I came to the table and there was one left. And I was like, hello, my lover.
Gosh, so pretty.
And I got her.
And the purple just really opens up your faculties and strengthens the channel. And it's like,
I had an idea. I mean, I had a premonition. I had a kind of a vision that it was going to be a purple colored one.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is
really
unusual, because I would have thought like you would have been
exactly
drawn to like that.
Or like Amy's. Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I was actually having a kind of, I guess maybe biased, because that is generally my favorite colors. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the colors that I wear and everything, and I tend to pick. But I was like, I had this nudge inside me, like, don't be biased about those favorite colors. And I've actually been desiring more violet and purple color therapy in my life. So it made a lot of sense.
Worked perfectly.
And so she waited for me.
Yay.
Everybody that came by, she put on a cloak of invisibility.
What's her name?
I don't know yet. Oh, well, I mean, that you named her?
Well, I just...
The quickening.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes. Bring the energy. Okay, the quickening. All right. Yes.
Yeah. I remember her. And so that's what we're here to do in general, is to shift, is to accept the energy that is the recognition of who we truly are, which are creators.
Absolutely.
Pure creator essence.
Yes. Yeah. And we want to live empowered lives. Mm-hmm. And so in talking to so many members of the lab that are here, it's so important to understand, like, you have the power within you to affect the change that you've come here to seek. And, you know, there are no coincidences. Every person here is here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And for every person here, spirit has something for them, mm-hmm. a way to open them up, a way to more deeply connect them. So just being able to sort of facilitate that for people, but also to witness it and hold space for that is probably one of the greatest honors that I've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so overwhelmed and overcome the first night at the fire ceremony, just seeing all of these beautiful people. We have about 50 people this year who are just so open and ready. It was just so, so magical. We have another fire ceremony tonight. Get ready to cry.
Oh my gosh. It's tonight. I didn't realize. That's right.
Is it Sunday?
Tonight. No, today is Sunday. You're right.
Yes,
that's right. Tonight. This is the final night. So yeah. we had and are having a fireside ceremony led by shamanic practitioner and clinical psychologist, Dr. Justine Uzeldine.
Dr. Ding.
She's been on the show too. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since she was on the show, but go back and find that episode. She is, I don't even know. There are no words.
Magical.
Yeah.
Just tripping the light. Fantastic. Taking us all on journeys.
Intelligent, so like awesome. Magically intelligent.
So funny. She's like us.
We're funny.
Pretty and funny.
We're hilarious. It's kind of a spiritual gift.
She's perfect, yeah.
And so she led us in calling the corners, which is, you know, calling the elements in the corners, the four corners of the north, south, east, and west. And as she does that, she's also calling the archangels who oversee them.
Yes.
You know, and like Michael oversees the south and the element of fire. And oh my gosh.
Did you guys see the picture that I put up in the lab of the fire with the face in it?
Like I did, yes.
Did you see Ganesha, like, or the elephant, or did you see something different? It was so clear to me.
I have to expand it and look at it with my glasses.
You will. Don't start
with
it. It's powerful because on that first night, it was all about your intention and what you wanted to release so that you could shift. And to see Ganesha, who's the remover of obstacles, like truly. And I found out from one of our members in India that that was the day of celebration for Ganesha.
But at the beginning of the ceremony, you had identified that Ganesha was there even before that.
Did I?
You
I
did.
Know.
You didn't remember.
All
of them. Do you remember,
yes,
you guys?
You
yes.
did.
Yes.
Oh you my did. Gosh! Yes. I didn't even remember that.
You did. You called Saint. You called out that Saint Francis was there, yes. and Ganesha, and I don't remember who else. Metatron, I'm sure. Yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Really? Yeah. It was amazing. She said, "Yeah, this is a day of celebration for Ganesha."
Powerful.
Yeah, it was.
So you see how magical we are? See how magical you are? And so as Crystal is saying, spirit has a specific intention for you, but it is encoded in you. And you know what? It's actually housed in your physical body. It isn't something that you have to deny your life and the experience that you're feeling right now. It's housed inside the depths of anything that you identify as yourself on whatever perspective, on whatever level, really in your heart. Yes. This is the theme that we've all been carrying. And we, again, channeled separately. It is in your heart. That soul composition that I saw in my life between life, that's what I'm actually teaching about.
I'm so excited.
When I did that, I did the regression to that Lemuria, ugly dude. And then I learned something.
You're beautiful.
I was beautiful in my own way. Beautiful like a tree.
Beautiful like a rock.
Yeah, like a rock. And then we went to my life between life. So when you go, in case you're new to this kind of stuff, you don't think about it that often, the life between life experience is the time when you're basically in the non-physical and you're making your plan to do another incarnation. And I got this really powerful experience, like literally being there and heading up this council of guides and contributors, essentially counselors, you know, coming together, but I was in charge of it. And we were composing, like sending energy into a vortex. And this vortex creation, which is interesting, Amy,
yeah,
who is an Abe Hicks follower, and any of you who do follow Abraham Hicks, she always says, get into the vortex.
Yes, I'll be,
so spoiler alert, yes, probably what I'm going to be talking about today. Yeah. I didn't even notice that until months later after my QHHT, mm-hmm. hearing her. But it is a vortex, and essentially a vortex is like an energy center, is a chakra, mm-hmm. another word for it, and it actually is accessed by the heart. It's more or less, simply spoken, your heart chakra.
Right.
But it can be accessed with any of the energy centers, or any cell of your body, or any piece of your awareness. And so it is literally, and all of those energies, all of those, like if you can imagine them as colors, they are intentions that you've set, and they are enhanced by someone blessing it, essentially, like Archangel Gabriel says, I will bless and I will partner with you in that intention, that divine intention, that lesson that you're bringing into this experience. And then your mother's oversoul is there. Your mother's higher self is there and says, and I will do this and I will do that. And there are elementals and there are,
wow.
It's powerful.
You're talking about that.
That's
today.
What I'm talking about,
wow,
today. That's and amazing. I saw this and nobody was humanoid,
right.
But it was all these energies, all these consciousnesses standing around a selenite table is the way I saw. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing that seemed physical almost. And just this vortex was being composed and it was spinning. And so this was being created. And then we were taking it after as it, that then created the body. And it mm-hmm. also, we took it and we compared it to contexts, mm-hmm. timelines, parents, physical bodies that it would, planets, what planet it would be.
Really?
Because this was the pre-manifestation mm-hmm. of the physical mm-hmm. body. And then there was a second person. So this is kind of like the fathering.
Yeah.
And then the mothering would come from the star on which mm-hmm. I would incarnate. And the oversoul or the mm-hmm. archangelic energy of that particular star would be the mother. This is what we're talking about. So
you need to write a book. That's
it's
amazing.
Like, yeah. And how that ties into what you are teaching too. Mm-hmm. So all of you can, again, imagine a multicolored energetic vortex. All of those colors, they then dispatch like strings, kind of like string theory.
Mm-hmm.
And then those we may experience as timelines and relationships, and people are leaning into those intentions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the contracts can be broken, because the intention is the primary thing.
Right, right.
And if you're not achieving it with a particular timeline or a particular experience or relationship, then something else will lean in
mm-hmm.
and make it more dynamic for you. And then you can also neutralize. Oh my gosh.
A way to work with that vortex?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know through Apex there is, but is there a way to consciously work with that vortex here presently now?
Yes.
Okay.
And one thing,
as opposed to like just designing it ahead of time and then incarnating.
Right. And the thing is, it's always in creation. Even
okay.
It's never done.
Right.
The second, even if you're standing there and we've said, okay, here's the context. It's
mm-hmm.
it's in perpetual motion forever
okay.
and ever. Okay, so how you work with it, actually, we did an intuitive fair here
mm-hmm.
where members could come and just have a reading from the different practitioners who are here. And one of the people that I read, she was trying to decide on a career move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I should be doing this one. I could feel that she loved it, but I wanted her to feel it.
Right.
And I said, is that who you are? Is that programmed? And I was mm-hmm. feeling into her heart, into this soul,
right,
into the heart chakra, basically, or in this multidimensional creation of her. And I said, is that coded in your soul? And she said, yes. She could feel it. She
right.
could feel that resonance. And at any moment you can feel that.
Through the heart.
Yes.
All the senses.
And I said, then that's it. Because all of, if you can imagine all of those witnesses who stood
mm-hmm.
around and helped you to create that intention, well, they're there. They've
right.
added their, they've leaned into it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so that's one way that you could do it, is feel deeply into your own experience and it's access that blueprint, as you
right.
call it, that coding, and activate it with just.
Are we going to do a meditation where you
yeah.
take us through it? Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yay. So one other, how much time do we have left? One other part about this is you create this vortex and you go down, obviously, and it's continually, and then you take it back up to that oversoul. And by the way, the oversoul that from which we are dispatched
mm-hmm.
dispatches many different multidimensional
right.
consciousnesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk about, like, well, what is the higher self then? But the oversoul,
mm-hmm.
it's basically like a main computer.
Yes.
And there are many of them, and they are created by Archangelic. And
mm-hmm.
and so as you complete, and then that gets basically resorbed and re-alchemized into that oversoul, then those energies get mingled. And this is why we have experiences of other timelines and other, let's say,
yes.
incarnations,
mm-hmm.
because we are, so every time that we take that trip,
mm-hmm.
we are creating unity.
Wow.
Because that oversoul is getting imbued, and then we, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
oh. That's so much.
It's so
wow,
much.
Wow, it's beautiful.
So the Lightworkers Lab, if you are watching, by the way, if you would like to join the Lightworkers Lab, it is hosted on Facebook as a group. So go to Facebook and look for the Lightworkers Lab. I think it's actually facebook.com/group/the Lightworkers Lab.
Yeah.
Or Lightworkers Lab. So
yes.
you'll be able to find it as a group. Join amazing community.
Found
yes.
by this beauty
yes.
right here.
Yes.
Endless resources and fellowship, and it's just incredible.
And we have advanced learning there as well. And this, for example, is one of the things that is put together by the Lightworkers Lab. So the lab, that is a Cliff Notes version of what I'm talking about today. And you see how much it ties
yes.
into everything that Lauren,
yes.
and there's something else that Lauren talked about. She was
mm-hmm.
talking about the root star chakra
yes.
of the earth.
Yes.
That is something that Lisa, it was in my animal communication
Let's
class.
let's bring her up.
So Lisa was in my family communication class that we finished right before we came on. Do you remember, Lisa, when I said, I asked about the how animals go through the, hi, Jeremy Stank, and Megan, you guys want to come and hang out? Okay, well, there's some other folks over here. So you remember how when I said, I wanted to find out if the how animals actually go through the transition process, if it's similar or dissimilar from the human process, right?
Yes.
And I said, I was surprised because I had brand new information that came through. And what I was told was it's very similar. However, when animals initially dismiss their physical bodies, the consciousness dismisses it, their consciousness goes down into a portal in the earth. Remember me saying that?
Yes. I remember this whole thing before you even started. Yes, it rang so true. I've never heard it before, but it resonated so deeply in my heart when she said it. Yes.
And so I was like, well, what is that? And I was informed that, well, they go into this portal of the earth and essentially Gaia helps to reset them of unconsciousness that is mostly pretty much created by humans because their experience is more unique. And I was like, and I remember when I taught this lesson in the animal communication class and someone was like, well, what is this earth portal? I was like, I don't know. I just heard earth portal. And then Lauren, in her lesson, the guides told her about the root star chakra of the earth. That's the same thing, Lisa.
Yes.
We just chatted that separately just a few weeks. I mean, it was 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this, we're all tethered to that because Gaia is always our mother. And that's what Lauren was talking about too, like how Gaia brings the physicality to it. And so that is essentially how we are birthed from her, because she provides the physical component of the dispensation of that you in here.
And I actually got, I think we all kind of sat together and did a little healing circle with Laura Lee, who's in the lab. And while we were there, I hadn't shared it yet, but I actually got this message from Gaia. We were connecting with Gaia, that gravity is somewhat of Gaia's hug to us.
Yes.
And I felt it was beautiful.
Yes. I often see that when I'm doing the rooting.
And we'll probably never heard that.
I'll say it's an embrace from Gaia. She pulls you to her in embrace. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Exactly. It's the and because it's a physical law, but our relationship to Gaia is so very physical. And so, yeah, right. Totally. It's so beautiful.
It's crazy. It's the whole thing that's
awesome. Yeah. If you listen to one, well, actually, I'll be sure to put it in the animal communication portal. I have a guy activation and I have some different meditations. Anytime there's like a rooting, I'll say that sometimes that comes through. So it's really, really amazing. Anyway, so what has your experience been like, Lisa?
I came here kind of with, I don't mean no.
Get a little closer.
And I came here kind of with no expectations, but not in a bad way at all. But I'm fairly new to lab since the January-ish timeframe and haven't done this before. And I was just open. I came open but I hear all this stuff about everybody up leveling and things like that and crazy things happening. And I have channeled in front of live people live for the first time. And then in front of a group live for the first time, I have discovered a healing modality that I didn't even know necessarily I was a healer. We saw UFOs and I channeled them. Didn't know I could do that. It's been like,
we did really, literally see UFOs yesterday.
Yeah.
They upstaged Crystal because she was like sitting there waiting for it to start her workshop. And she's like, oh yeah, I guess the UFOs are more important than me.
Yeah. For a little bit, yeah.
I mean, I created the environment for them to show up for us, but whatever. But I just want to highlight, Lisa gave her very first reading ever in her life in February of this year.
No, April. Middle of April.
April. Okay. Oh my gosh. And right now, this is, if you're listening to the archive, we are at September 2nd right now. So, and she has just been saying yes. And the way that you progressed through the animal communication program too, I mean, all she keeps doing is saying yes and feeling into the purpose and and just.
But it's that easy, you guys.
It is.
Like, it's that easy. Just say yes. I mean, you have to work through fears. I think that's the biggest thing, but I don't really take credit except for that. Yeah, I said yes. And I was talking to some girls today about like, yeah, I had all that fear. It's sitting in front of me. But like Amber Poole said in her teaching, feelings are not facts. Mm. And then Crystal said, fear is a lie. So you put those things together, you see fear in front of you. It's not truth. You can have it and just accept that it's not truth and lovingly put it over here and then just go say yes.
And just show up and become present because that's where we create. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as we decide that we're not going to listen to fear, we just become present. We're like, okay, well, let's just clear the mind and clear the anything except for just being here. And then let's see what happens. And then spirit always meets us.
When stuff happens.
That's when stuff happens.
Yes.
Lisa, would you tell people how that they can get in touch with you? Because you have an amazing business and healing, and you're just so incredible. And I'm so excited about everything that you're doing. You're so powerful.
Yeah, I just started my business less than a month ago. You can now get a hold of me on facebook.com/LisaRobinette Intuitive. It's spelled LisaRobinette Intuitive. Very soon, as soon as I get back, I'm going to be working on my website, which will be lisarobinette.com. And I have a YouTube channel. I'll link it on my Facebook page for now.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got up, but it's going to grow.
She's a beautiful reader, really, detailed and sincere. And just because that heart, the heart activation that you access is just so pure. And that's what we all need. That's what we're talking about. I mean, that's what you do. You just come present with your heart, offer that vibration, and then basically if someone, when we choose to accept it, we access everything that we've ever intended it to be from that soul level. So thank you for that work.
Thank you. Because when I do the readings, when I do the channelings, it's just bliss for me. That's how I know it's my life purpose. Right. It is like, I'm about to tear up. It is bliss. Mm-hmm. So thank you everyone for creating that energy with us too.
Well, let's talk to Amy now too. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Amy, come on, get up here. We have other people sitting over here and they're hiding. Hopefully you can hear the giggles and feel their energy supporting. This is Amy Robinson.
Hi.
Now tell some folks about your journey. Well, here at the retreat, and I don't know, just in general, get people into the beauty that is you.
The beauty that is me. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, believe it or not, I joined the lab in June.
I can't believe that either.
And
you guys.
And again, June. This is September 2nd of 2018.
Yes.
Talking about 3 months ago.
Yeah. Well, less than 3 months, because it was like probably, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is really crazy. And I'm telling you, once you say yes, people, spirit moves fast. Because in June, I knew nobody. And by September, I'm getting on live doing lives. So watch
offering,
out.
Offering healing, offering readings, yes. Offering teaching, spiritual
yes.
teaching.
Yes.
So watch out. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yes. But I love saying yes to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just me to the very core. I love to heal and to help and to teach and to learn, especially and to learn all the woo-woo like that. I mean, that's just what really gets me going, you know?
And so what's it been like for you? What have you been experiencing here at the retreat?
Oh my gosh. There's so much. It's hard to even like package it. So, it's just so incredible to be in the presence of like-minded people. To meet Trisha, number one, she's Aww. Been my mentor, by the way. And she's an amazing mentor for all those who need a mentor. And to see her face to face, it was just like, thank God she's real, not computerized.
Really sophisticated artificial intelligence.
Yes, exactly. Well, she could have been, or standard person or something, I wasn't sure. but getting together with that community and being able to talk in person about, these amazing weird things that are weird to most of the world. I mean, it feels so good because you're like, oh, I'm not really crazy.
Yes.
You know?
No,
yeah,
we're more sane.
Alone.
I think we're more sane.
Right?
Because it's just natural. It's just the truth of who we are.
So yeah.
Logically speaking, it's more sane.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, yeah, I'm so totally on top of everything all the time. I keep it together.
Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
So I have a Facebook page, Amy Robinette. What is, wait, no.
Know.
It's, Positive sorry.
Something.
Oh, that's my group.
Okay, yeah. We'll
okay.
that too.
Well, I do have a Facebook group if you want to hang out with me. Mm-hmm. It's actually Positive Posse Spirit Tribe.
I love
All
it.
Right? Yeah. And my Facebook page is just Enlightened Healthy Living 444.
And then you do have a website. Is it up now?
Yep. Yes. It's enlightenedhealthyliving.com.
That's where you can find She's me. Offering readings. And what else are you offering?
Just a whole bunch of love and support.
Yeah.
And... you know what I actually love to teach about is law of attraction and how to like adjust your energy to really just let in what it is that you're trying to create. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love to do too.
Well, I think you're just about out of time. And so I will say thank you to Crystalline Compton, Lisa Robinette, Amy Robinson, and all of the crew over here who are hanging out. Does anybody else want to come and wave? Give a wave at least. You don't have to talk.
Yeah, I love that.
As we are signing off, I do want to say that you are powerful. And if this experience seems like, oh my gosh, that's what I want you to know that you can do it. You can connect with it. Maybe it's this retreat next year if we do another one annually, or maybe it's another retreat. Maybe Gabby Bernstein is doing one and you like are just thinking, maybe someday I could be that cool and I could be blah, blah. Do it. You feel that in your heart that, and you are supported in it. And you don't have to be perfect about how you feel it either. You don't have to have no fear about it. No, you don't have, all you have to do is recognize it and you will be supported. And that is you actually contributing and giving us, all of us, what you came here to do. You came here to astonish us. You came here to be amazing. You came here to be magnificent.
Great. Yes.
And we need it from you. Yes. So if you have a problem saying yes to it because you think, oh my gosh, I'm shy or whatever your things may be, or the stuff of the past and everything, just know that we need you. Okay. We need you and we want you and we love you. All right. So we're calling you out and say hi, everyone.
Hi.
So we're going to sign off. I will be back live at 11 a.m. Pacific on my normal time in the normal studio with my new normal producer, Kurt. Hey, Kurt. Kurt's holding it down.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Kurt. I didn't know you could come through and say hi. Awesome. Thank you so much for holding it down back at home in Los Angeles. And so you can always catch it live at 11 a.m. Pacific. And you can do it by any of my Facebook or Twitter handles. Just look for at Trisha Carr Charm. You can hear the archives on iTunes or iHeartRadio or any way that you get your podcast by searching Charm Life with Trisha Carr. My website is TrishaCarrCharm.com. My services, my classes, and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? We'll just see you next week. You guys want to say it with me? Ready? Thanks for tuning in. I love you,
I love
whoever you are. It's not very coordinated.
Bye.